Nick Davis is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, Inc., SEC registered investment advisor. Stonebridge Financial, Retirement Wealth Advisors, and KSKY are not affiliated.
Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information to their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested.
My parents were very careful about their retirement, and then the market crashed and they lost more than half of what they had invested. There's got to be some kind of balance there.
I think I've saved and I think I'm good to go, but I'd like a second opinion.
I'm always thinking about a plan B when it comes to retirement and not counting on Social Security.
Something happened in Europe today and it made the market move, and I have no idea what they're talking about. And how does that even affect me?
Good afternoon, Dallas. Thank you very much for spending some time with us today on Retire with Clarity with Nick and Connie Davis of Stonebridge Financial Group. My name is Doug Harding. You can find out more about Nick and Connie on their website at retirewithclarity.com. Also, you might have questions about your retirement or something you hear on the show. You can call, and if you even want to sit down and talk with Nick all about your portfolio, the number here is 214-988-9178. 214-988-9178. Nick, Connie, I always love doing the show. It's Saturday, and I always get excited about talking with you two. And, you know, retirement is exciting, too, because we all need to deal with that at some point. So how are you today? How's the family? If people don't know, you have three kids.
We actually have four, Doug.
Four kids?
We do.
What's going on?
Well, you know how that works. Surprise! No, we have four kids, and the third child turned 10 this past week, so that was exciting. When our oldest daughter turned 10, it was like, oh my gosh, you know, she's 10. We have to have this special birthday, and it's all new. And when another one turns 10, it's like, oh, okay, been there, done that. Like, not a big deal. Keep moving.
What did you do for her birthday?
Oh my gosh. Her birthday seemed to last several days. I took a group of her friends to the roller skating rink, and they roller skated for about 2 hours and had a blast. We took the family and went and saw a movie. What did we see, Nick? Oh, The Greatest Showman.
Oh, it's a great movie.
Yes. So a little plug for that movie.
Lots of music, actually. Lots of singing in that movie. So it was a very, very good time. We also gave the kids a contract this weekend, which is kind of the whole,
yes,
here's what you can expect for cell phone bills and not paying rent at the house and college. So that was kind of a cool family meeting we had this weekend as well. So the kids now clearly understand times they are changing. You know, our parents, we never had to figure that kind of thing out. It was, oh, can I have a phone in my room? And it was, is somebody listening to my call? Put down the phone while we're talking. And boy, my kids have no idea what a real phone actually is.
Yeah.
So what is this contract? So you give your kids a contract for the phone. They have to do something? They have to pay for it? Or what? I mean, what's the stipulations here?
Yeah, it's funny. I wrote out it almost seems like a very legal,
contract,
but it's like,
the kids are like, I don't know how to read this.
They didn't have to sign it. We did though. We said, listen, here's what you can expect. We're going to pay your cell phone bill if you do these things in school, and if you maintain this, you know, type of lifestyle. And it's actually not a college contract. It's more of I call it the launch pad contract. It's we're trying to support you to become good citizens and successful people. So there's some measurements in there for school.
And encouraging them to pursue a four-year degree.
Yeah, and how we're going to support you in pursuing that. And so our kids are young, you know, our oldest is 16, so we still have time. But it's funny because we talk to our clients all the time, and they're just getting their children out of school or out of the house, and they're now ready to get aggressive and start focusing on retirement. And so we're in this phase, and it's interesting to see how the phases change over time.
Wow. I mean, yeah, you've got four kids and you got to think about college. I mean, I guess I would trust you guys since you deal with this all the time about how to deal with that, how you're going to save for that. I mean, I couldn't imagine having four kids and have to worry about college.
It's nice that we have time on our side. And honestly, it's nice that we can be able to think that far in the future for our children and be able to put these motivations in place for them.
Yeah, we do goals-based planning at Stonebridge Financial Group. And so you have to decide what is the priority of the goals. And so every family has, by the time they reach us, because most of our clients are over 55 years mm-hmm. old, they've already kind of reached those goals. They've talked about those goals and they're really switching gears into, now we got to think about us. And we took care of the kids. Now we got to think about us. So the name of the game here is prioritizing your goals.
That's right. Goals is what you need, especially in every level of your retirement. You must have a goal. 214-988-9178. If you want to discuss some of your goals, maybe figure out some goals, sit down with Nick and Connie Davis of Stonebridge Financial Group and talk about that. 214-988-9178. Also, anytime at retirewithclarity.com. So today's show, we're going to be talking about what to do if you can't afford long-term insurance. Also, this is kind of exciting because I have a real fascination with special forces in the military. We're going to find out what a former Navy SEAL commander can teach us about retirement. But first, as you review your financial statement, you might be a little surprised at how well your investments did last year. And if you're already retired, you might assume it's okay to start withdrawing a little bit extra from your accounts. But Morningstar's Christine Benn says you need to watch out for something she calls the wealth effect.
It's particularly important for retirees to make sure that you're not letting your inflated portfolio balances go to your head. It's natural to maybe feel a little more comfortable with spending more from your portfolio when your balance is enlarged than you otherwise would. So I think that accentuates the virtue of making sure that you're operating with some sort of a withdrawal rate system that makes sense.
So we've been really spoiled with this bull market for what, almost 10 years now. So it's a fair question. In the light of the bull market, you know, is it okay to increase a little bit with your withdrawals, or maybe is it better just to, you know, maintain and stay the line here with this?
You mean I can't just like take a big vacation and go somewhere?
That's what people think.
Unplanned.
I mean, that's the way we feel, right? I mean, so the thinking is, oh, wow, we got a 10% return, so maybe we can take 8% or 10% this year. And boy, we get, you know, very short-minded, or, you know, as to we forget what is the big picture plan. So the answer is, you know, I like what she said in that clip, Doug. She said, what is your system, your withdrawal system? And so that's a question that people really don't think about, is how am I going to pull that money out? What are the different ways that I could do that? How do I turn the money into an income stream? And if we're thinking I can give myself a raise this year, probably you're doing emotional gymnastics in your head with your money, and you're living very emotionally, so that when next year we don't have that return, you know, you're not enjoying your money as much, right? Because there's not a big picture plan. So yeah, you can give yourself a raise, but I think I would encourage you to have that plan in place to know kind of how am I taking money out in 10 and 15 and 20 years, not just this year.
And that's what's great about having a written plan in place. So that way you already know what your strategy is going to be no matter what happens to the market. And you can look back at that plan, and you can also ask the plan, the software that the plan goes by, you know, can I take this extra trip, or can I spend this extra return?
Well, that's definitely, obviously, got to think about that, as, you know, because people are living a lot longer these days. What's sometimes plan up to be age 95, and how you can survive and have plenty of money and your retirement fund up until age 95. Is that what you two do when you do one of these plans?
So we plan to 95. People think, gosh, I don't want to plan beyond 90. But to plan to 95 for one person, husband and wife, to live 95 is being conservative. I mean, sure, we just don't want to end up at 90 and have no money left over. So this is a good place to actually mention what are some of the methodologies that you can use to pull your money out, right? And so some people, you know, years ago, you would talk about buying bond ladders or CD ladders. So what is that? It's buying a series of bonds or a series of CDs that were going to generate income for you, and that's stable income. And what's the problem with that? The problem is we have to have more money now, so that, you know, now instead of needing $1 million, you need $2 million, or, you know, you throw the number in there. It costs more money to buy that stable income doing it that way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And I'm just thinking about all of this because it's stressing to figure out what you need and different plans you need. So it brings me back to the customized money master plan that you offer. And, you know, you'll do a risk, a return, a fee analysis of all your investments, kind of figure out where your portfolio is, maybe if it's tax efficient, and figure out the possible needs and options, and also optimizing your Social Security. This is a huge thing you do, which is great. Also, your portfolio X-ray, kind of figure out where you are, and you do this complimentary, which is great. So if you're not sure about where you stand, you're not sure about, well, I don't know Nick and Connie that well yet. So it's all complimentary. Come and sit down with Nick and talk about this and see where you are in your portfolio. So you offer this complimentary. And to get in touch with Nick and Connie, it's 214-988-9178. 214-988-9178. And see if you're a fit. And come and sit down and see where you are in your retirement. So coming up next, we're going to be talking with a former Navy SEAL, Jocko Willink, and he's going to teach us something about retirement. That's all happening next right here on Retire with Clarity with Nick and Connie Davis of Stonebridge Financial Group here on 660 AM, The Answer.
Hey, everybody, there's a reason carpenters don't use meat cleavers and butchers don't use hammers. Whatever you're trying to accomplish, it's critical to have the right tools. So let me ask you, what tools are you using to build your retirement? Hi, this is Nick Davis from the Stonebridge Financial Group, and I want to help you to assemble your retirement toolkit. I have all kinds of tools that'll help you determine whether you're ready for retirement, and if not, how to get ready. For example, let's say that you're trying to decide when you should start taking Social Security. I'll customize a report specifically for you, showing you the different claiming strategies that you can use along with the pros and cons of each one. And I have other tools that explain what you need to know about healthcare plans, RMDs, retirement income, and lots more. I want to give you the resources that you need to build the best retirement possible. So how do you get your personalized retirement toolkit? It's as easy as picking up the phone. Just call my office at 214-988-9178 and tell them you want the retirement toolkit. You heard me talking about it on the radio. That's 214-988-9178. And be sure to visit us online at retirewithclarity.com.
We got all the friends that money can buy, so we never have to be alone. And we keep getting richer, but we can't get our picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Welcome back Stone. To Retire with Clarity with Dick and Connie Davis of Stonebridge Financial Group. My name is Doug Harding, and I love the music, and you know that. Maybe you know that song. It's Dr. Hook, cover of the Rolling Stone. So he just turned 81 years old this week. So just 3 months after this song was released, Dr. Hook finally made the cover of Rolling Stone. So the funny thing about this was the caption next to their picture read, "What's their names? Make the cover." Rolling Stone, a big deal. And they still had no idea who those people were, but it was funny. Rolling Stone, it's a big deal. I don't know. Did you ever subscribe to Rolling Stone magazine?
Yeah, I'd look at it every time we were in the grocery store, but hey, at least they made it to the Rolling Stones.
I think these stories are so fascinating.
See, that's what we do. I love music stories, too. I love movies as well. And in fact, my all-time favorite movie is called Almost Famous. It's about a writer for Rolling Stone who travels around with his band. And one day he says, "Hey, you guys made the cover of Rolling Stone." And in the movie, they sing that song. And so it comes back to full circle there. So that's mine. Almost Famous, came out in 1999. I love the movie. So if you love music, you'll love that movie. So I recommend you two seeing that movie too.
All right, we'll do it. We'll have to go dig through Netflix and see if it's there.
Yeah.
Or pull out the VHS tapes.
Yeah. Oh, it's not. I think you can get it on DVD. So now we talk about that. We talk about music at the beginning of the shows and we talk about movies. That's my love. Your love is retirement. And that's what we do on the show is we talk about retirement. That is Nick and Connie Davis of Stonebridge Financial Group. Any questions you might have about your retirement, because it's all about you, and their goal is to get you to that great place, the comfortable place in retirement. 214-988-9178 is their number. 214-988-9178. Also, you can find out more about Nick and Connie Davis at retirewithclarity.com. Jocko Willink, he's a retired Navy SEAL, and he hosts the popular Jocko podcast. And he's also the author of several best-selling books, including Extreme Ownership, How U.S. Navy SEALs Lead and Win. So we asked Jocko if he has any advice for people who are in the process of planning for retirement, and he said you can't afford to be indecisive.
If you're afraid to make a decision, you got to look at the outcomes. And one of the most critical things that people forget about in the decision-making process is the penalty of making no decision at all. So a lot of times when we're afraid to make a decision, we say, well, you know, I'll just put it off till tomorrow. That doesn't help you. And to me, I always think that people miss the threat of standing still and of not making a decision. And they sit idle. They don't go left. They don't go right. They look up in 5 years. They didn't go anywhere.
So he's a former Navy SEAL. And I can understand that, because if he doesn't make a decision, that could, when he was in his line of work as a Navy SEAL, it could cost him or one of his team members their lives. So that's the way he's programmed to make decisions. So as relating to retirement, have you seen procrastinating hurt someone else's retirement?
I have to say, I have a lot of respect for Jocko Willink. In fact, I'm reading, you know, was able to meet him a couple weeks ago, and that started me reading the book, Extreme Ownership. I'm halfway through it right now. Great book, great principles. And, you know, this clip here, you know, what's the danger of not making a decision, right? We don't realize that when we don't make a decision, that is
a indecision.
Right.
It is a decision, yeah.
Right. So we have to, you know, I think we all have, every one of our listeners has this. We all know there's things we in the back of our mind that are making us feel like we should have done that, or we wish we would do this. You know, I have a little thing that I do, a little ritual that helps me to get more things done. And
all right, what is it?
Sometimes yeah, I do this on a daily basis, but most frequently I do it every Monday. And so, you know, get through the weekend, I purposely make myself not work on Sunday, so we don't talk about business or work or anything. And then Monday morning, I ask myself the question, you know, what's the one thing that's going to make me feel great about this week if I just get this one thing done? And sometimes I'll do this for the day as well, you know, because if at the end of the day, sometimes you feel like you didn't get things done you want to get done. So this could be very helpful for people who say, I really need to actually know how many fees I'm paying, or what my income plan is going to look like, or how much risk am I really exposed to? You know, we've all got that. Or change my beneficiary information. You know, we can choose that one thing and we could say, hey, I'm going to go after it. But that's the secret. You have to choose that one thing and realize that inaction is actually a decision.
Right. And choosing to not make a decision or take an action, any action step right now, is going to put more stress on you in the future.
And why is it important that we understand that we have to make decisions? Maybe we're in our late 50s, we're in our early 60s, and statistics say that most people that are going to retire, they wait 6 months before they retire to talk to an advisor.
Man, and then your and options are so limited.
That's right. So that's the main message here. Your options are limited. Why are your options limited? Because there's tax buckets. You could have shifted some of your money to adjust so that you have more tax efficiency when you withdraw your money. Okay. There's also the amount of risk you're taking. You may be exposed. If you got 17% return in your 401k this year, more than likely, when we look at your portfolio x-ray, we're going to see that you've got a worst case scenario of negative 40. Are you okay with that? Okay. And so becoming aware of that to adjust that, especially as we get closer to retirement, we don't want to wait. You know, we don't want to wait till the fall of 2008 to make that decision, right? When, you know, somebody was planning on retiring in 2008 and then they didn't actually get around to it until the fall of 2008. Then they couldn't retire for 4 or 5 more years. Mm-hmm. So that's why time is really of the essence with these types of decisions.
You know, that gets me thinking about procrastination, because I am totally guilty of procrastination about a lot of things in my life. But I think that especially if you're dealing with retirement, that you really can't, because if you even wait 5 years, you're losing out on potential major gains, especially now that we're in such a great bull market. But getting that close to retirement and procrastinating for 20, 25 years is even worse. So, I mean, if you're thinking about it, you got to make the decision now. So if you don't have an advisor, if you're not really close with your current advisor, maybe you need a second opinion on what's going on with your portfolio. You were talking about fees a second ago. Well, I'm not sure about what I'm paying for fees. I'm not sure about this, but maybe next week I'll ask my advisor. Maybe you need to talk to somebody else about that. Nick and Connie were standing by. They'll answer your questions about maybe what you're procrastinating on, but you got to kind of get with it now. So let me give you the number here real quick to keep you from procrastinating if you're second-guessing yourself or you really need to get on that. 214-988-9178 is the number to not procrastinate. 214-988-9178. Nick and Connie will answer your questions about your portfolio and where you're headed in your retirement. So somebody asked CNN Money if it's better to roll over a retirement plan with their new job or to leave it where it is. So Nick, Connie, what do you generally tell clients who are facing that kind of decision?
Well, first of all, you've got a couple of choices. You don't have to do anything. You can just, you know, many times people actually, when we talk to them, they've got their money sitting there that they didn't do anything with it. And so that's an option. You know, you can also open an IRA, okay, and you can roll it in there because that's a qualified event. So if you're no longer working for that company, then you're able to roll that into an IRA. My general advice, though, that I see, you know, right away is, hey, don't cash it out. Right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think they know
big
that.
Big mistake.
Right? I think most of us know we don't want to do that.
Why don't we do that?
Well, obviously, if it's a 401k, we haven't been taxing that money yet. So that's going to be all taxed. And if we're under 59 and a half, there's the 10% penalty as well. Okay. So there are some rules there. So typically, when you save up that big bucket of money, you want to poke a hole in the bottom of the bucket and trickle that out in your retirement. You don't ever plan on tipping it over and just dumping it all out. And if you cash it out, the IRS says that's a distribution, okay? And so, uh-oh, you got to fix that. So that would be the general advice, though. You know, you want to look and see what can you do with it. But I would tell you, I do caution people, it is an option to roll it into your new employer's plan.
Do you recommend that people do that?
Typically not, because then you're subject to the rules of the new plan. And you had the opportunity to put that in a self-directed IRA, which has, there's an opportunity to reduce costs, there's an opportunity to have more options. And so by rolling it into your current employer's plan, you typically end up having to follow the rules of that new plan, which isn't necessarily designed in the same way that you could do with an IRA.
And if someone wants to roll their old 401k, do they need help doing that or can they just go online and do it themselves?
There's always the do-it-yourselfers. You can definitely do that yourself. Of course, here on the show, we always encourage people to take a comprehensive approach, a big picture approach to everything you're doing. So just make sure that what you're doing is in alignment with your overall big picture goal.
You know, that's what I do because I'm the kind of guy that needs somebody to talk to. I don't want to talk to a computer to figure this out. And I want somebody that can explain it to me face to face about what to do with my money and how to do that, especially, you know, rolling over 401ks. That's just one of the many things that you offer, 401ks. You know, you do Social Security planning. There's a whole list of what Nick and Connie can do for you and your portfolio. You can get in touch with them anytime you have questions about this or anything we talk about on today's show. The number is 214-988-9178. And you can also come in and sit down and get that portfolio x-ray, your customized money master plan too. That is 214-988-9178. It's always complimentary. Coming up next, the importance of you and your spouse being on the same page when it comes to retirement planning. We'll be talking about that next right here on Retire with Clarity with Nick and Connie Davis of Stonebridge Financial Group here on 660 AM The Answer.
Hey everybody, there's a reason carpenters don't use meat cleavers and butchers don't use hammers. Whatever you're trying to accomplish, it's critical to have the right tools. So let me ask you, what tools are you using to build your retirement? Hi, this is Nick Davis from the Stonebridge Financial Group, and I want to help you to assemble your retirement toolkit. I have all kinds of tools that'll help you determine whether you're ready for retirement, and if not, how to get ready. For example, let's say that you're trying to decide when you should start taking Social Security. I'll customize a report specifically for you, showing you the different claiming strategies that you can use along with the pros and cons of each one. And I have other tools that explain what you need to know about healthcare plans, RMDs, retirement income, and lots more. I want to give you the resources that you need to build the best retirement possible. So how do you get your personalized retirement toolkit? It's as easy as picking up the phone. Just call my office at 214-988-9178 and tell them you want the retirement Retirement Toolkit. You heard me talking about it on the radio. That's 214-988-9178. And be sure to visit us online at retirewithclarity.com.
Welcome back to Retire with Clarity with Nick and Connie Davis. Retirewithclarity.com. Anytime you can check out the website and find out more about the show. Happy 73rd birthday to Tom Selleck with that big old mustache. That's how I remember him, but I've got some really really interesting information about him. Now, I also like the Raiders of the Lost Ark movies, but did you know that there was a chance that Tom Selleck was going to be Indiana Jones? Could you imagine him instead of Harrison Ford being that? But yes, he was the first choice to be Indiana Jones, but he was doing that Magnum PI show, and so he couldn't, and he missed out on one of the hugest opportunities in the history of movies.
You know why it didn't work out for him?
Why is that?
Because his mustache would have been a health hazard being in the jungle so much. It would have been it. That's why they had to go the other route.
Okay. I'll take your word on that one. So this is Retire with Clarity. That is Nick and Connie Davis. I'm Doug Harding, and the number here is 214-988-9178. If you have questions about your retirement, because that's what we do on this show, is we're talking about retirement and getting you to that place where you need to be and have a great retirement. That is the goal of Nick and Connie at Stone Bridge Financial Group. Now, are you and your spouse on the same page when it comes to a major financial issue? Now, we ask one couple who are close to retiring how they handle money issues.
My husband usually deals with that, but I know he doesn't wing it.
We tend to talk about all of our expenses and understand where the money's going, and I monitor the accounts, and so I know where the money's going.
You know, I've heard this a bunch of times where stories about women coming in, they're just, they're widowed, and they say their husbands always handle the money. So what do you think about couples you work with? Are they on the same page with their finances? And definitely tell us the importance of that, too.
I think we tend to see a little bit of every kind. I mean, generally, most couples, yes, are on the very same page. Maybe one spouse knows more of the intricacies of everything, but generally they're on the same page, which is the best situation.
They both have different values. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, one person's usually more aggressive. One person's usually the spender. The other one's the saver.
Yes.
And they've had the saver. Connie's the saver. They've been around for a long time. Our clients are typically over 55 or, 60 plus. And so they've figured out how they do things.
Yeah.
But, the thing we can't overlook is if one of them is really savvy, we have to make sure that both of them understand in a very clear way what their income plan is, because we have had widows where it's like, my husband took care of all that. And a lot of times they come in before they knew us, and it's like, now I've got a mess I got to clean up. Mm-hmm. So we do see that because we weren't on the same page. But in general, one of the important goals is to clarify that, yes, as planners, we have to bring that out. It's important that you both understand it. Do you both understand it? Is it in written form? Okay. And I had a meeting last week where I said, when we do our reviews, one of the things on the agenda is to make sure that your grown children understand your plan too. Because preserving your money, really, you have to understand that your children know what the plan is as well. And so typically, you want to also do that, is get them on the same page. So we'll actually schedule a family meeting in the future and have the whole family involved in the plan so that they understand it too.
Mm-hmm. And it's good for everyone to be on the same page too, because it's going to cause less stress, especially for the party that is kind of left in the dark.
Yeah.
There's a lot of questions going on. And
this is huge. This is so different than what we've seen other generations retire, where we don't know, like my grandmother, we don't know. They didn't talk about money.
Right.
We know that things are great, and then we feel like we're prying when we have to figure out if everything's going to be okay. And that's something that I think the generation maybe deals with. But, I'm happy to say that I would say the majority of our clients here at Stonebridge, they don't have that issue because we've brought it out, brought it up.
Well, that is hugely important that they both need to be on the same page. I like the fact that you bring in the family to talk all about that, because I've never heard that before, because, well, that it is. You all have a family business, a husband and wife team, so you're there all together, so you understand family. And four kids, not three kids, but four kids you all have, so and you're implementing financial success in your kids at early ages as well, and that's what you do at Stonebridge Financial Group. You like to teach. You have a passion for teaching your clients, and not only your clients, but your kids, about financial success, and dealing with retirement is what you do. An incredibly important part of life is figuring out your retirement, and that's what Nick and Connie Davis do at Stonebridge Financial Group. If you're not sure where you are in your retirement, definitely sit down, call, and sit down for that complimentary review, the Money Master Plan Toolkit. So, like I say, it's complimentary. You can sit down with Nick and Connie and see if you're a fit for them, and kind of get your feet wet and figure out where you are with your portfolio, if that is interesting to you, if that's something you need to do. You might need a second opinion on where you're going. Their number is 214-988-9178. Again, that's 214-988-9178, or retirewithclarity.com too. You can check out that website anytime you want, and maybe get caught up on this radio show, because we post the radio show on the page, and just click on the radio tab. Do that anytime at retirewithclarity.com. So CNBC says people tend to underestimate how long they're going to live. How do you plan for retirement when you might easily live longer than you expected?
You have to have some things in place. And it's, for most of our listeners, this is the major problem that we have, is that we really do underestimate this. And I had a relative who, for his entire career, managed a pension, okay, for a very big organization. And he said, Nick, what's the worst thing than being dead? What's worse than being dead?
I don't know.
You're too old to work and you run out of money, right?
Yeah.
And so that really hit home for me, for somebody who that was their entire life's career. You know, I mean, Social Security Administration Life Expectancy Calculator, it estimates that on average, a man turning age 65 today can expect to live until age 84.3. And a woman to age 86.6. And those are just averages.
Right.
Okay, so one out of every four 65-year-olds today is going to live past age 90. So there's 25%, right, that are going to live past age 90. So we want to make sure that we're planning for longevity. And that's what we do here at Stonebridge. We're always talking about, how do you have confidence in your money plan that you're going to enjoy your money, and then eliminate that fear of ever running out. And then if we have enough money that we're not afraid that we're going to run out, we at least get rid of the fear that we're not spending our money as efficiently as possible. Because the other side of the equation is, I want to spend my money to the maximum. And the only way to do that is to have a written and tracked plan. And that is a tracked plan, so that you're not doing mental gymnastics with your money over the years. You're actually using a plan to help you do that.
Yeah, because you got to plan for so many different things in retirement. You got to think about taxes. You got to think about health care. I mean, I could go on and on about different aspects of your portfolio you need to think about. One question I was going to bring up to you, though, I was thinking as you were talking about the longevity of life up to 95, do you have any clients over 100? Because I know a lot of people these days are more and more living to the age of 100.
Do we think of anyone right off the top of my head?
I don't think very many. Yeah, I think the way that the generations have shifted away from pensions, this is a new thing. You know, there's less pensions, more 401ks, new coming issues with long-term care. We're all preparing for that in our minds, but no.
Right, because I mean, most of our families that come in to see us, their parents didn't have the longevity issue.
Right, right. I heard a statistic that said that they're now saying a large percentage of babies being born, they're estimating going to live to 100. And I mean, they're being born right now.
Well, sure. If you look at it, you know, years ago, the average age was, what, 65? Now it's 95. It's, you know, we have better medical care and we know more about staying healthy. So, I mean, heck, can you imagine the future if we're living to 120? Is that possible?
I'd like to believe so. Some people say, I don't want to live that long because they already start to, you know, gosh, it's getting tough. But I think we all want to enjoy our lives, enjoy our money, and stay as healthy as we can.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to be 120 years old. I want to be around. I want to be coherent and mobile if I'm going to be 120 years old. So planning for your retirement, you got to think about living to age 95, which is a good thing. That's what the plan is. And you can figure out your plan, too, if you know where you're going in your retirement. Figure out more info about your portfolio by getting that portfolio X-ray. It's part of the My Money Master Plan Toolkit that Nick and Connie offer at Stonebridge Financial. It's complimentary. Get in touch with them at 214-988-9178. It's 214-988-9178 and anytime at retirewithclarity.com. Coming up, we're going to tell you what Americans' top financial goal for 2018 is. So you might be surprised about that. So we'll tell you that next right here on Retire with Clarity with Nick and Connie Davis of Stonebridge Financial Group here on 660 AM, The Answer.
Hey, everybody. There's a reason carpenters don't use meat cleavers and butchers don't use hammers. Whatever you're trying to accomplish, it's critical to have the right tools. So let me ask you, what tools are you using to build your retirement? Hi, this is Nick Davis from the Stonebridge Financial Group, and I want to help you to assemble your retirement toolkit. I have all kinds of tools that will help you determine whether you're ready for retirement, and if not, how to get ready. For example, let's say that you're trying to decide when you should start taking Social Security. I'll customize a report specifically for you, showing you the different claiming strategies that you can use along with the pros and cons of each one. And I have other tools that explain what you need to know about healthcare plans, RMDs, retirement income, and lots more. I want to give you the resources that you need to build the best retirement possible. So how do you get your personalized retirement toolkit? It's as easy as picking up the phone. Just call my office at 214-988-9178 and tell them you want the retirement toolkit. You heard me talking about it on the radio. That's 214-988-9178. And be sure to visit us online at retirewithclarity.com.
This is Retire with Clarity with Nick and Connie Davis. Find out more at retirewithclarity.com. I'm Doug Harding, and that is Paul Simon. A song called Mother and Child Reunion that got released back in 1972. And this is such a great story. I think you guys will love this about how Paul came up with this song. He got the title after seeing a chicken and egg dish called Mother and Child Reunion on a restaurant menu in New York's Chinatown. And we have that song.
That is so funny.
That is messed up.
It makes me want to go and listen to the song. I've never heard that song before.
Mother and Child Reunion on the menu.
Yeah.
It just kind of ruins the meaning.
If you think about it, you have to sit back and think about Mother and Child. Oh, I get it. And there it is. Mother, right
that's
in your
against,
plate.
I'll tell you, that's against the Bible, Old Testament. You can't do that. In the Old Testament, you can't mix that. There's something about that in the Old Testament. I know there is.
Chicken and egg.
Yep.
I don't know.
Yep.
You know more about that than I would. We'll talk about retirement on today's show. That's what it is. We're retirewithclarity.com. Get in touch with Nick and Connie anytime at Stonebridge Financial Group. The number here is 214-988-9178. 214-988-9178. Also, retirewithclarity.com is the website. Now, one thing people sometimes forget is that they're going to have to figure out how to convert their retirement accounts into retirement income. And as CNBC's Sharon Epperson points out, that income will need to last for the rest of your life.
You really have to think about what you're going to need in retirement, what you're going to get from Social Security, when you're going to take that money, how much you're going to have to withdraw every year. And that can change because when you first retire, you're probably most able to do all those things you really wanted to do, like travel and all the activities you plan. And so your expenses may actually be more than you'd anticipated because you're doing some extra things.
Okay, we've talked about this before. You know, how do we ensure that we can get all these extra things without running out of money down the line in retirement?
We have to realize, you know, I like what she said, that we tend to spend more money than we thought, because there's a saying that I've heard, it's really true. When you retire, every day is Saturday.
That's right.
Every day is Saturday and every weekend is like Christmas, because work was distracting you from spending money. And we tend to spend more money during those first 15 years of retirement, especially. And so how do you get rid of this fear of running out? And I'll tell you the way most people are doing it. Most people have this pile of stocks and bonds, this mountain of stocks, bonds, and annuities, and they call their advisor and they say, hey, can I afford to do that? And the advisor says, oh, yeah, let's chip away at that. We had a good year, like we had last year. We have a good year. You can do that. Go ahead. And we live our entire lives doing that year by year. And so we say instead, how about you create a plan, create confidence in your money plan, understand what the simplicity yet comprehensive plan is so that you can spend your money confidently, not have that fear of running out. And there's three or four different ways that you could build that. Some of those popular ways you hear about on the radio, about annuities with income riders, we actually kind of educate against that. We say it's not as efficient. So we actually sit down and show you what are the methods you can use to have confidence in your money. Why would we do it this way versus that way? And the bottom line is, Doug, you want to have a written explanation as to what am I going to do? Because when my grandpa retired, he just bought CDs and it was just that easy. Okay. And he had a pension and it was just that easy. And it's not that easy nowadays, but it also can't be, you know, let's waste a bunch of money buying riders that we don't need to buy. Let's be smart about this and let's create a plan.
When our families come in and sit down with us, whether it be for the first time or they've been with us for a while, we're always doing a annual checkup, checking in with their plan, seeing how on track they are. And so that way, like we had a family email me last week and he said, I'm back from Mexico, but I'm going to the Amazon, deep in the Amazon to go peacock fishing. We're like, I don't know what peacock fishing is, but he knows that he can do that because he's staying within the parameters of his written plan.
Right.
And he's confident in that.
Confidence in retirement. That's what we constantly say on the show. And that is the goal of Nick and Connie Davis, get you confident in your retirement. Think about that too as you approach retirement, and not running out of money, of course, is the number one fear. Get in touch with Nick and Connie Davis. Maybe come in and sit down and talk to them about where you are, and maybe get a second opinion on your portfolio. Always complimentary. The number is 214-988-9178. 214-988-9178. Find out more too about them at retirewithclarity.com. Now, a survey by the financial website Credit Sesame finds that Americans' top financial goal this year is to save enough money for a vacation. So is that a problem?
Well, it depends. I mean, goodness, Doug, we all know that you could take a $1,000 vacation or you could take a $10,000 vacation. Mm-hmm. So either one is fine. There's not a right or a wrong. It just depends on your situation.
I think it's a problem. And I'll tell you, this is just my full disclosure. If I didn't do what I do for a living, I probably would be doing the same thing. I tell Connie this all the time. And I tell a lot of our friends and staff here, I say, you know, I probably, if I wasn't as present to it, I wouldn't be as well prepared and saved as I am, because I would just be thinking about the next vacation too. You just don't realize what it takes to have a successful retirement. And I think the majority of us, you know, we want to, I mean, it's about enjoying your life. It's about enjoying your money. And that's how we were created. We want to do that. In the back of our minds, we have to know, are we also being responsible? And being responsible is, do I have the practitioners in my life that I need? Do I have those people giving me the specialized information that I need? I think if you can check that box off, well, great. I think you'll enjoy your vacation a lot more.
Here's the way I look at what you just said is, say I have a gash in my arm, I cut myself real good, and I need stitches. I'm not going to do that myself. I need a professional to take care of that wound, and I wouldn't do brain surgery on myself. And you need help with that. And so I get, you know, my health on track, as opposed to your portfolio, your finances on track, your retirement on track. And that's what you two do at Stonebridge Financial Group. I hope that's a fair correlation, comparing the two. I mean, I hope I made that clear and not too weird for you.
It wasn't weird, but I got to tell you, I was thinking about trying to stitch my own arm up, and that doesn't sound like fun.
I was thinking about when I gashed my finger open with, knife.
Open up Wikipedia. We want to figure out how to stitch ourselves.
Go on YouTube to figure out how to do that. Yeah, exactly, too. So I'm just trying to make that clear, because you made it clear that, you know, having help and getting to that confidence in your retirement get you to that place where you can take those vacations.
we study this. I mean, this is our passion. I mean, if you were to go into my reading room at my house, I have three passions, and I just tell people, you know, unfortunately, this is all I want to talk about and all I want to study. Okay. The first one is spirituality and God. So you'll see books on spirituality and God. The second one is finance and retirement planning. And the third one is fitness. And I am just constantly devouring information on all those things. But when it comes to income planning, man, I just love it. I love to know, we know all the ways to do it, and we've chosen which way we like, but we're able to present those different ways to a client so they can make a decision for themselves as to how they would like to spend that money in retirement.
You know, one thing I've learned from you about doing this show is not only your passion in those areas, but teaching people too about retirement and their finances. And you don't teach them like confusing them. You teach them in a way where you can understand it, because I'll tell you the truth, it's so easy to feel kind of ignorant about all this. But
people apologize all the time. They say, you know, I really should know more about this. And I say, really, you shouldn't. I mean, you could not know enough. You really can't. I mean, there needs to be some standardized professionalism in income planning, but there isn't. Okay. The CFP is trying to do that. I'm an RICP, retirement income certified professional. They're attempting to unify some of this, but you just can't know all of that you need to know. And so inherently though, Doug, I don't trust propaganda. I don't trust brochures and sound bites. I've just been trained to not trust that. I'm a skeptical person. And so, you know, you have to look beyond what that is. And so, and how do you get confidence? You said, I like to educate, I like to teach. Mm-hmm. I believe that educating and teaching is what builds confidence. And I believe that people have to make an investment, and that investment has to be just to learn what an income planner can teach you about income planning. Okay. You don't have to learn about beta and stock trading. You have to learn about what it takes to properly structure an income plan. And you have to learn about what to do to make sure that the next 2008 doesn't happen to you. And if you can just get those basics down, okay, you can protect yourself. But to me, there's no other way but education.
Love that. I like to learn about things, and I'm learning more and more from you about retirement every day. And we talk a lot off air about things, and I feel kind of, in a way, kind of ignorant asking these questions, but you don't make me feel like I'm that well-versed in this and kind of idiotic about it. And I appreciate that. And that's what you do with your clients when you sit down with them, and you do it all the time. And if you're listening right now and thinking, well, I need to talk to somebody about my finances because I'm not sure about a lot of things, and maybe you heard some stuff on the show today that you don't know too much about either. So get in touch with Nick and Connie Davis and go in and sit down with them and learn about where you are in your financial world and also in your retirement. Get in touch with them anytime at 214-988-9178. That's 214-988-9178. And the website anytime is retirewithclarity.com. I'm Doug Harding on behalf of both Nick and Connie Davis at the Stonebridge Financial Group. Thank you so much for making Retire With Clarity a part of your weekend right here on 660 AM, The Answer.
This is Nick Davis. Thanks for listening. We'll see you here next weekend.
And this is Connie Davis, and we will have team members standing by to answer any of your questions. Give us a call.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
Nick Davis is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, Inc., SEC registered investment advisor. Stonebridge Financial, Retirement Wealth Advisors, and KSKY are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information to their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested.